Google's newest gadget won't hit the market until sometime next year, but former TV anchor Sarah Hill is one of about 8,000 people who get to test out Glass before it's released to the public. She says the technology will revolutionize several fields.
Glass has a bright future for medicine. Doctors are using this for surgery. It has a bright future for journalism. Journalists, we at the Veterans United Network, are using it for storytelling and to give veterans virtual tours. And people are using it in education to show children a first-person perspective of an event.
Hill sees journalism in particular as a place where Glass will have a big impact.
Essentially, it is a broadcast tower for your face. So you're not just sending back or live tweeting still pictures of an event, you are walking through an event and having a living, breathing conversation with people as it happens.
Hill is testing Google Glass at her current job as chief storyteller for Veterans United. She says the live Google Hangout feature is an invaluable tool for showing war memorials like those in Washington, D.C. to veterans who can't travel.
I'm able to walk through it. I'm able to show them the bronze relief panels on the side. They're able to hear the rainbow pool and the sound that it makes from the fountain in the background. It's essentially taking veterans to a place where they might not otherwise be able to see.
Hill sends suggestions and critiques to Google as part of her role as a tester and says there are still improvements to be made. She says features like an external microphone, volume control, and improved battery life would all make Glass even better. Anders Aarhus, KBIA News.